A group of Queensland astronomers have won the Page Medal for discovering a ring across a faraway planet. In his home observatory in suburban Brisbane, Renato Langasek and his colleagues found a distinctive ring in dwarf planet Quawar. Their discovery has been recognised in the astronomy community worldwide. The Wise Eduardo Jordan started asking amateur astronomer Renato Langasek how he felt on winning the medal.
The Page Medal is the highest recognition you can get as an amateur astronomer in Australia. It's awarded by the Astronomical Society of Australia, which is an association of professional astronomers. My friends Jonathan Bradshaw, John Broughton and I were stoked, if you ask us how we feel.
Renato, could you please tell us how astronomy has become a passion of yours?
Well, as a five-year-old, I sat in front of the TV watching Neil Armstrong step on the moon. Later, my godfather, he was the head of an astronomy group in Baden bei Wien, which is a small town 25 kilometers south of Vienna. And he influenced me as a teenager and encouraged me to continue this hobby.
Now, I understand you have a small observatory at home. What motivated you to build one, and were there any challenges for you to build it?
Yes, my observatory. Well, to set up my telescope in the backyard, it takes me usually half an hour on a tripod, and then the same to pack it up. If a sudden storm rolls in, you can imagine what happens. I planned the observatory for 10 years and took me 1 year to build it, and now it only takes me seconds to set up or pack away. Challenges, of course, was trying to do everything myself. You know, I built the whole thing from scratch and saved about 90% of the costs. But it took me 1 year to build.
We're not astronomers, so you are the expert here. So in terms that we can understand, you found a ring around this planet Quawar. Is that how you pronounce it?
Quawar.
So how did you manage to see this? And tell us about the discovery.
Well, when an object goes between us and a distant star, we call this an occultation. It casts the star, be obstructed by this little dot, and will cast a shadow on Earth. And with specific cameras, you can actually do precise timing when this star disappears and then reappears. So an occultation for Quawar was announced through the circles that we are in. And the three amigos, that's Jonathan, myself, and John, we decided, because we were much too far in the north for the main body event. So what we did is we decided to look for something else, like a secondary event, something like a moon. Now, much earlier than predicted, we saw a blip. Each of us saw this blip for a fraction of a second, and after we analyzed the data, we realized that the blips lined up to form a triangle, which pointed at an arc. So it wasn't one object, it would have been an arc. So we recorded this to the professionals, and Bruno Morgado from the Lucky Star Project, which is funded by universities, and they had a control for the main event. And he wrote a paper how the ring was outside the Roche limit. The Roche limit defines the distance of the planetoid's ring and how far it has to be to exist. So this one didn't fit in. So he published a paper in the prestigious scientific publication called Nature, which was followed by more than 100 other papers. So there was quite a bit of work happening in the background after that.
Now, how relevant is this discovery in the astronomy community, and what's your next work now in amateur astronomy?
Well, Quawar was discovered in 2006. Because of its high brightness, they thought it was bigger than Pluto. The Astronomical Union had to actually reconsider Pluto's status as a planet, so that demoted it to a minor planet. And since then, it was discovered that Quawar is actually about half the size of Pluto. But the new definition of a planet stays, so we have only 8 planets instead of 9. So the significance for this discovery was actually that we were self-funded astronomers. We discovered it without any financial support by big institutions. We buy our equipment all ourselves. And the other thing was we caused an avalanche of research work in the professional world. Several new papers are just written every month and published. If I look in the future, I'll probably continue doing my occultation work, and I'll probably try to image my asteroid that was named after me.
Amateur astronomer and winner of the Page Medal, Renato Lengasek, speaking with the Wise Eduardo Jordan.